This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's Tee Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's Tee Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's Tee Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
Final hour, fist pump time. You can't start it off with any more electricity than one of the all-time best personalities in the world of sports, Chad Ochocinco, joining us on the home of the Dallas Cowboys on the D&M Leasing Hotline. On behalf of DraftKings and their Pick 6 promotion. Good morning, Chad. How are you?
Listen, first off, before we even start, I'm going to tell all of you I love you. I'm going to tell everybody listening, I love them as well. And I'm so happy this morning. I don't know what it is. I'm just happy to be here. I don't frequent Dallas much, but just to be able to be in your guys' presence this morning, it has me feeling good.
Wow, that is a hell of an intro. I saw that you tweeted you were in a great mood when you woke up from your nap yesterday. So maybe it's your sleep REM cycle.
You know what? That might be it. It's the fact that I'm getting older now, and you never appreciated taking a midday nap when you were young, but now I get it. So now I get, when I was in kindergarten, why they made me take a nap during the day.
Are you an early riser normally?
At 5 a.m. every morning. And it's been routine of mine, to the fact that my body is programmed where I don't even need an alarm clock. My body just wakes up at 5 o'clock. Well, the fact that I don't go out at night, I don't frequent the nightlife down here in Miami, never really have. Oh. It's easy for me to do so.
But you're a cigar guy.
Oh, I'm smoking right now. I've been smoking cigars since 1983.
Wow.
And that's all I do. I'm a cigar connoisseur. I have my own brand. I've never had alcohol a day in my life, but I love cigars, 2 or 3 a day. I always got to have my coffee with it, obviously, down here in Miami. And it's awesome. Matter of fact, I have to send you guys some of my cigars, too.
Please.
I
mean,
I have to mention
please.
That.
Yes, absolutely.
So 5 a.m., 6 a.m., you're up on the patio overlooking the water, smoking a cigar and having a coffee?
Absolutely. First, I hit the gym at 7 a.m. I get a nice smoke in, you know, about 5:30 in the morning. Starbucks opens at 6, so I get my coffee. It's always delivered right around 6 o'clock. Have a nice stick. I don't finish the whole thing. Probably a little full body. Nothing too spicy, nothing flavory. And then I go hit the gym. After that, I'm done. My day is really complete before 9 a.m. My day is complete before 9 a.m. It's weird.
But then you got to do the, first of all, I didn't hear the golden arches. Have you finally quit McDonald's breakfast?
I will never quit McDonald's breakfast because nutrition is important. Nutrition is extremely important. And right now what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to be a nutritionist for all 32 NFL teams because I can prevent players from getting injuries. All these soft tissue injuries, people getting hurt, not being touched, non-contact. Listen, I played 11, 12 years, not one injury, not one. And I ate McDonald's before every game. And it was part of my nutrition throughout the entirety of the season and all season. So I know what I'm talking about.
So
they need to hire me.
What do you think these teams are doing wrong with managing the soft tissue stuff?
Listen, we play a barbaric sport. We play a violent sport. We run into each other at 100 miles an hour. But you tell everybody to eat salad. You tell everybody to eat green stuff. You tell everybody to eat healthy. So what do you think is going to happen? The body's going to fail you because you're going to war eating salad. eating greens. What do you mean? Of course stuff is going to pool. Of course stuff is going to break. You're not eating like a barbarian. You got to eat like you're going, like you're part of the Roman army. You need to eat meat.
Oh, my God. Choppy, this is right down your alley.
It's right up my alley here, man. I mean, just give me something that had parents. That's what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Is that the focus of the meal prep company that you just – I saw you had Leonard Williams, Kirby Joseph. You've started a meal prep company. Is that the focus?
Yes, those are my first two clients. I'm looking to take on more clients now. If I can get at least 20 guys on each team, I only charge $20 a week. That's nothing. That's nothing for them. Prepare these meals. I know what drive-through to send each player to. I'll make sure the McDonald's have everything prepped for the players every week, before games, after games. Listen, nutrition is a very important part. And then you have to think about the output. Look at how I played for 11 years straight. Consistency, discipline, along with entertainment without getting injured. That's important. That's important, and I know I can do wonders for the NFL if they allow me to be a nutritionist for all 32 NFL teams.
The great Chad Ochocinco-Johnson already delivering on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. We have to ask what you think of this Micah Parsons situation and all this drama.
You know, it's unfortunate. It's very unfortunate, especially for a player of his caliber. I love the game of football. I love the Cowboys. I love the fans in Dallas. I love all outlets, anything Cowboys related, because I love the game in general. I love what the Cowboys were able to do in the 90s. Jerry has a way of doing things. You would think he would copy what he sees other successful owners do.
Yeah.
But I think his ego in itself, it gets in the way. Just for me, hypothetically speaking, if I own the Cowboys, I would be copying what Jeffrey Lurie and Howie Roseman do because they're successful. Mm-hmm. They might not have the most profitable, the most rich franchise in history or in the game of all sports today, but they do one thing consistently. Is they know how to build a team. They know how to pay the players a little bit early so they're not overpaying. So they can do things from an offensive perspective and a defense perspective to make sure they're always in contention every single year. No ego aside, that's what I would do. I would piggyback and steal ideas in the way other people do things so my franchise, which is already the most lucrative in all of sports, but that means what happens if I find a way to get back to winning Super Bowls?
Yeah.
I find a way to know every single year I have a competent offense, a competent defense, and I have a chance to win a trophy every single year. I mean, that's what I would do. I would double my money. You know, if you think you're rich, you have a rich franchise now, what do you think would happen if you get back to your winning ways?
Yeah,
I would do what the Hunts are doing. I would do what the Rooneys are doing. Obviously, they're in a low phase of not winning right now. But just those teams that are consistent in winning and putting a team together year in and year out and being able to compete. But the Cowboys legacy is so strong. It's so strong. It's America's team. Where to him, I think Jerry is focused on lining his pockets and doing things his way. Where it really doesn't concern him actually winning, but knowing they will always be in the headlines, they always be talked about. And one thing about Jerry, he's always going to do things his way. You're not going to bully him. You're not going to bully Jerry. Mm-hmm. Even when it comes to a player as great as Michael Parsons, that moves the needle for that defense. It is unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I feel sorry for the players. I feel sorry for the fans.
Chad, I know you never missed a game because of a contract dispute, but like if you were in Micah's situation, would you consider skipping the game and continuing the holdout without playing, or would you play while you're waiting for your deal?
I would. And listen, one thing that owners do is they use limit the game too much and feel that you'll fold. They use that against you because they said, you know what, he's not going to be able to go away from being around football. He's not going to be able to do it. So I think he's going to fold before I do. That's the way owners think. He loves football too much. He'll be back. So but that's where you have to be able to separate the business and the football side. See, this is the business side. This is the ugly part. It's the ugly part of things. You know, and you listen to some of the things that Jerry said publicly, which is weird to me because most of the time owners think it, but they would never say it out loud. You know, Jerry's one of those that he says some of the things out loud and it can rub players the wrong way. But that's how you feel about me? That's like you don't want to pay me because there's a chance that I might not be available because I got hurt last year. I'm putting my life on the line every day. for you and this team and that star and these fans? And that's what you have to say? There's no chance that if I pay you whatever you want, that you're going to be available to play because I got injured? Like, you don't say those type of things, you know? You can think them, but you don't say it publicly because it rubs your players the wrong way.
Yeah.
But obviously, Mike is in a position where he's going to have to hold. He's going to have to hold his ground. You have to stand down. And you go out there week one. You're playing the Philadelphia Eagles. Saquon Barkley, A.J. Brown, Jalen Hurts, team coming off of some bullpen. And your best defensive player is not in. And you lose that game. Okay, boom. Michael, you sit out game one. Game two, do you know it will be World War IV if the Dallas Cowboys start the season 0-2 and Micah Parsons is not signed?
Chad Ochocinco. Like,
come on now.
Chad Ochocinco joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Chad, so I know you talked about back in February you had a talk with George Pickens. And he said he's not going to have any problems. He's not going to have any problems anymore, and he's been a model citizen so far here in Dallas. Mm-hmm. What do you think about the fit, and was your pep talk the reason why we've had a relatively quiet offseason here?
I think it's going to remain quiet. I talked to George one time. It doesn't take much because you have to understand the window of opportunity in the NFL, it closes very fast. It closes very fast, but there's always someone else coming behind you to try to take your position. So you have to understand also, George Pickens is also seeing players of his caliber, get paid the big bucks. George Pickens was supposed to already get paid the big bucks because he's in the same realm of a Justin Jefferson, of a Jamar Chase, of a T. Higgins. He's that caliber receiver. So understanding that this is a year, my back is against the wall. I have to do one thing. You got to do two things. I have to prove myself and what I can do on the field, be consistent, and show that I have discipline so you can get your money. That's it. You still have fun, still show passion, still show emotion in your style of playing the way you play. Don't lose yourself, but just the discipline. No problems, no issues on the field, no flags, you know, busting your ass. You know, 24/7 in the run game, not just in the pass game. And I think him on that offense is going to do wonders, not only for Dak, but for CeeDee Lamb as well. Because now defenses have to pick your poison. What you want to do? You want to double CeeDee? Well, Pickens going to kill you. And he can do it from anywhere on the field, not just on short routes, intermediate or deep balls, but he can take slants to the house. We've seen it. I've seen him take slants to the house. So Dallas is in a good position from an offensive perspective. Defense, I don't know what defense we're going to get. I don't know that part because I just watched the Cowboys from an offense perspective, watching Dak, knowing what Dak can do, knowing what CeeDee can do, and obviously seeing what Pitt can do when he was at Pittsburgh, now in a much better offense with a very, very good quarterback.
Chad, where do you stand as a Dak believer?
Oh, I believe in four. I always have. I've always believed in four, and when he's healthy, when he's sound, when he's sharp, when he's able to process information and be comfortable in the pocket, he's always made the right decision with the ball. So the thing for that and the Cowboys in general is having a good season, making sure, hoping everyone stays healthy, and when you get to the postseason, that's where it starts. That's where it all starts. It's a new season. So I just need Dak to get to the postseason and then reset itself mentally and understanding turnovers. You can't do that. And your decision-making has to be impeccable. It has to be impeccable. And I think the Cowboys will be just fine. The Cowboys go as far as Dak takes him. And I guarantee you he's the answer to that, despite the circus that's going around on the team from you-know-who all the way up. Like, let the players play. And let the coaches coach. And you just take a back seat, and I guarantee you things will change.
Chad Ochocinco joining us here on 105 Through the Fan. Okay, Chad, so which do you think you've gotten more questions about from your experience and background? Do you think you've gotten more questions about the cheapness of the Cincinnati Bengals this offseason or Belichick's girlfriend situation?
Well, you know, I haven't heard much about Belichick's girlfriend situation, which is kind of cool. It's kind of cool. I think as you get older and you're in a position – an advantageous position that is to be able to choose who you want to date. I think it's fun. I think having someone young for Bill is good. It gives him a little bit more energy, a little bit more pep in his step, and it maybe adds years. Listen, I'm being serious. Maybe it adds years, you know, on you and keep you youthful in a sense. As far as the things being cheap, they show that they're not. They constantly open.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T-Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Mike Brown has constantly opened up his checkbook, and he's paid Joe Burrow. He's paid T. Higgins. He's paid Jamar Chase. You know? And now we see... Trey Hendrickson just got a $14 million raise, you know? So the cheapness and what we've seen that the Bengals have been, you know, in the past is not the same because we are paying those players that are able to help us, you know, win games.
Chad, what do you have going on with DraftKings in the pick six?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, everybody listening, including you guys. I need you guys. To join DraftKings, obviously NFL season is here, and DraftKings is giving fans more excitement with pick six. I need everybody to switch to me. I'm sure y'all can hear me. I need you to visit Pick Six app to view all the promotions. Like, the best one to me is the Bag Builder. It's a free contest with $1 million plus in prize money available. So it's a chance to win, not just to have fun, but I think DraftKings is the best at fan engagement, where you can win prizes, especially in this goddamn economy. That's an awesome thing.
Hey, besides a little bit of phone problems, just as good as we've always expected, come to Dallas, send some cigars, come in studio, let us know whenever you need to promote, and thank you for joining us and enjoy the season.
Now, I love you guys, and if I come in studio, I'm going to ask for a job. I'm gonna ask for a job because this needs to be consistent. We can have some permanent.
Okay.
Yeah. Just not mine, but sure.
And you can smoke in studio, yeah, too. We'll change the codes for the building for you.
That's why I love you. That's why I love y'all, man. It was a joy. It was a pleasure. And I really appreciate you.
Thank you, Chad. Ocho Cinco on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on your home of the Cowboys and Rangers. Where is Micah Parsons actually flying out to? The story of the day yesterday answered by Tommy Yarish and the latest roster moves from DallasCowboys.com. Tommy joins us next. Tommy Yarish every Thursday at this time from DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Tommy's already at the Ford Center, the Star in Frisco this morning. Where do you think Micah Parsons was going, and why would he be getting his back checked out again, Tommy?
Well, I think he was going up to Columbus to get ready for Texas to put the beat down on Ohio State on Saturday. No, I'm not sure where he's going. I saw Jane Slater's report yesterday that he's going to get a second opinion for his back. You know, my guess would be that the Cowboys said that they did an MRI on him. It came back clean. Maybe he's got a reason to think that, you know, something's still bugging him or something's still bothering him.
Yeah.
And he wants to get it looked at elsewhere. You know, second opinions aren't all that uncommon. And sometimes it's even encouraged just to go out and see, you know, and get another pair of eyes on it. Nobody's perfect, right? But, I'm not sure where he went to get it. But hopefully I think, you know, the one thing that Micah Parsons and I can always agree on is that we want to beat Ohio State, so hopefully he is going up there to Columbus.
Tommy, I'm taking extension off the table. You got to pick for the opener whether he plays or standing on the sideline. Which one would you pick?
I think right now it's still that he plays. I would say I'm not as confident as I was before that he plays, but I think we're still leaning that way. I think the next couple of days are going to be really big just because I'm sure the team wants him out there practicing tomorrow. You know, they've got this stretch. Today is their third off day to kind of just reset and refresh and knock out the 53-man stuff, knock out the practice squad stuff. But tomorrow is really the day that, you know, is he going to be out there on the field and is he going to be a participant in practice so that he can get at least some sort of ramp up into the week going into Philadelphia? Because if not, you know, it's going to be really hard for this guy to show up, you know, either one day of practice or no days of practice whatsoever. I understand he's been working out, and he has, and you know that's staying in shape, staying in conditioning form. But it's completely different when you're not hitting guys every day. It doesn't matter who you are or how good you are, right? So if he is to play, it probably would be on a pitch count, like Brian Schottenheimer was telling us earlier that you know he's not going to be able to play 75 snaps. But having Micah Parsons on the field for 10 snaps is better than not having him at all. But as it stands right now, I think he still plays. You know, I haven't heard anything that would lead me to believe definitively otherwise. But I will say, like I said, I don't know if I'm as confident in that statement as I was, you know, maybe a week ago or so.
Tommy, I'm of the belief that photo in the airport that was purposely done. He wanted to be seen. He wanted to be seen in the airport. In your extensive stalking of Micah, have you noticed him to be more of a private jet flyer or a commercial plane flyer?
I don't know if I would label myself as an extensive stalker.
I would. I think it is. I think that's the right way to go about it.
Well, I have no idea. I've never seen Micah Parsons get on a plane other than the team plane going to games, and that's a chartered flight. So maybe he's just a charter guy and you know goes commercial the rest of the way. I mean, look, I'm of the opinion that, hey, you know, you go commercial and you can rack up some solid mileage points and, you know, use that kind of stuff on vacation. So, and then again, I'm not, you know, I'm far from rich enough to be able to afford a private jet. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, he's certainly got the cash to be able to fly private. But, you know, if you're going to see a doctor or something like that, then, you know, I don't see the need to. And if it's a quick trip, too, especially, you know, maybe he's going quick there, coming back quick, and I'm assuming that's still pretty difficult with a private jet to allocate all that. But then again, I've never even seen a private jet up and close because I'm far too poor to be able to do that. So I don't know what his travel habits are.
Tommy Poor Boy Yarish joining us here on 105.3 The Fan.
Not the way he dresses.
No, he does dress snazzy. That's where his budget goes. He does look good out there on the practice field.
That's what I spend all my money on.
Exactly. Tommy, okay. There's been a bunch of, obviously, internet rumors and stuff like that about a potential trade that may be on the table or that you know, people are getting ready to approach the Cowboys or different things like that. Which of these three do you think best describes the Cowboys' position right now? We know what it's been, but what do you think best describes it right now? We're not trading Micah Parsons. We're probably not trading Micah Parsons, or we're listening.
I think right now I'm still at we're not trading Micah Parsons because, like you said, Bobby, outside of internet rumors, I really haven't heard anything that would lead me to even go to, okay, we would. You know, I think that they still look at him as a priority, and they still look at him as a long-term piece for this franchise. I just haven't heard anything otherwise. I mean, I've seen the rumors just like everybody else has, and, you know, Ricky the Dog, I think is his name, is certainly has been right a lot. But, you know, I don't, as it stands right now, I don't have any reason to believe that they are considering trading him just because I haven't heard anything. Now, does that mean that they're not, that they aren't having discussions or anything like that? No, because I'm certainly not a part of them, and they don't want my two cents. But as far as I know, there hasn't been anything that has led me to believe that they could or would, you know, consider trading Micah Parsons.
Tommy, somebody asked us of us earlier today, if Micah Parsons doesn't play, what is your confidence level either in this game coming up or into the future in the Cowboys pass rush without him?
In the pass rush, I mean, it's really, I'm not as confident at all. I mean, I think, you know, they have a deep room of pass rushers, right? But I think what made them so deep and what made that room so much better was the fact that they were all going to have so many more opportunities because Micah Parsons was on the field.
Yeah.
And you look at, you know, I think the golden stat to all of this is since he got drafted in 2021, they've got the highest defensive EPA per play when he's on the field in the NFL, and they've got the lowest when he's not on the field. So when you have one player that is making that much of a difference, you know, you can load that room up with a lot of good players, but if you don't have your elite player, then, you know, you're not going to see the same kind of thing. And I'm not saying that Dante Fowler, Marshawn Nealon, Donovan Ezeraku, Sam Williams, those guys can't get the job done, but you would see a heck of a lot better of a job being done if 11 was out there with him.
Tommy, the Cowboys made two claims yesterday, Tryquez Bridges and Reddy Stewart. When you look at the decision to do that and then release Andrew Booth and Zion Childress, guys who have been with them the entire summer, Childress, a guy who people were talking about could start in the nickel next week if Diggs isn't available. Is it a concerning sign that Matt Eberflus and the Cowboys looked at that and said, you know what, we'd rather grab these two guys off the street with a week lead time than keep these guys here who we've had over the summer?
You know, I see your point, Bobby, and maybe I think is the answer. You know, I was kind of surprised by the Childress deal a little bit. I thought that they would bring him back to the practice squad, and they still could, but it's unlikely. You know, Nicole Hutchison and Patrick Walker reported last night that Isaiah Land might be that last guy on the practice squad. But, you know, when you look at the two guys they brought in, if you're looking at the slot specifically, Reddy Stewart is probably the guy that you're looking at if they're going to move someone in there, and they keep Deron Bland outside, which would be my guess. But I thought there was going to be Childress, but this is a guy who I think has played one game, and his one game was in Chicago with Matt Eberflus, and he had a tackle and a forced fumble that game. So, you know, maybe there's some sort of sense of familiarity with the scheme, and that's what they're banking on with Stewart. And then on the outside with Bridges, probably a guy that they liked in the draft cycle. You know, he's a seventh round pick, I believe, out of Florida. So maybe Shoddy just wanted another Gator. I see your point. And it is, you know, a little bit of an eyebrow raiser of, okay, why a week before, you know, we're set to go to Philadelphia, you've got a guy who has been playing predominantly opposite Kyir Elam in practice. And when Deron Bland's been in the slot, that's gone, and then your undrafted free agent rookie that you really liked is too. So maybe there's still a pathway to bringing both of those guys back. I think they still have to clear waivers, but you know, they're going to add their depth pieces and see what they can do this week.
And then Will Grier and Trayshawn Holden both back?
Yeah, Will Grier and Trayshawn Holden signed to the practice squad yesterday. I know that the Cowboys fans are excited about Trayshawn Holden. There was a lot of. I saw a lot of angry tweets when they released him. I think.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I think it was the right decision. You know, you look at Ryan Flannoy and what he's been able to do on special teams, and Holden just hasn't been able to do as much. So that's why, you know, when you get down to that wide receiver five, wide receiver six conversation, that's what's going to make the difference. And I think, you know, Flannoy and Jalen Brooks were still in front of Holden there. But back on the practice squad, get a chance to keep getting those reps. And then, you know, Will Grier as that third quarterback, emergency quarterback maybe in some game situations to, you know, continue to have some depth in that room and still kind of stick there in case something happens to Joe Milton.
All right, Tommy, give us a legit preview and prediction for the Longhorns and the Buckeyes Saturday.
Oh, well, it's going to be a really good game, guys. Yes. I am really excited for this. What's funny is I'm actually doing sideline and calling the game for the Jerry Jones Classic up here on Saturday, which kicks off at noon. So what I've decided to do is completely black out my phone. I'm turning everything off, all notifications, all everything. I'm recording the game at home, and I'm walking out of the building, not looking at any TVs, not looking at anything that can possibly tell me what the outcome of the game was, and I'm going to watch the game completely over again when I get home about 5 hours late from everybody else.
No.
But nonetheless, I think you look at Texas's defense, probably one of the best, if not the best in the country. How is Julian Sayin going to handle it as a first-time starter? I mean, that is a tough assignment for a starting quarterback in his first collegiate game, so that's going to be the biggest question mark for me. If Julian Sayin can overcome that, then Ohio State's got a good shot in this game. But you know, I always like my Horns.
I don't think that plan's going to work, dude. I think you're going to find out the score while you're still at the stadium.
I'm going to try, Bobby. I'm going to try really hard.
Man, someday it's going to happen. I got this with the kid. It's like you just missed the game. It's the way it is. You're doing stuff. You got to bite the bullet. You just miss it.
Thank you, Tommy. Great preview. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate you guys.
Tommy Yarsh getting even more love on the fan text brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Proud to be the casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece and tell you how you can hang out with the G-Bag Nation later today and us tomorrow. Crosstalk after this.
And the pitch swung on and blasted to deep left center field. Back goes Teodosio. He's at the wall. That ball is history. A three-run Jimmy Jack for Adolis Garcia. He has turned the game around. It's the Rangers 3 and the Angels 1.
A 20-3 beatdown on this radio station. The Rangers are off today. Athletics tomorrow, 4.5 back in the wild card. Let's crosstalk with the KNC Masterpiece here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, it'll be the G-Bag Nation at Jake's in Frisco today, followed by Fan Phenom, Jane Slater on with G-Bag at 5, and we'll have the Firehouse Tour in Red Oak tomorrow morning. Come out and join the show with Whataburger Breakfast.
What? And what's the giveaway item?
Is it a cooling towel?
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you guys always have a cool, unique, extra giveaway.
Yeah,
like, as if free Whataburger wasn't.
And it's always gone by 6:30.
That's why you got to get there
early.
That's
Dawson and brought us his feelings here.
Huh? As opposed to what?
As well, the We give our stuff away by 6:30. It takes us till about 8:15 to give the G-Bag stuff away. The leftover.
Gosh.
Stuff they couldn't. They can't move merch. We move material. We move material, baby.
They actually got worked up over that.
I know. They did. That's why I leaned into it.
Yeah.
If they just let it go, I would have said anything. But the fact that I know that it bothers them.
Yeah.
That's how my kids are.
Yeah.
Once my oldest realizes that Lucy doesn't like something, he's like, deal. All right, here we go.
Here we go.
That's the way it should be, honestly.
And it should end generally with children, but like Choppy, myself, Bassick. Like it was always just that if we found out you didn't like it, it's like, oh, this is all we're going to talk about now.
Yeah, exactly.
What's coming up?
Guys, we have Craig James joining us today at 12:30. We'll talk about all the college stuff. And
live from the shed.
No. That's not what we're going to call that.
Golly, man. Do you still think, I'm not trying to mess up your guest, but overall disliked DFW figure? It was a Q rating poll.
Are we including Nico Harrison in there?
Oh, I'm not putting him up against anyone.
When did that change for him? Like, cause,
for Craig?
Yeah.
The Senate race and getting Leach fired, I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Initially, the first, I don't know, the first week, it felt like everybody was on his side and wanted Mike Leach out. And then it moved pretty quickly.
I like him.
Why? What percentage of people do you think you like? Like, of all the people, what percentage do you like?
Every person?
Yeah.
Of all the people
that you're aware of.
All the people.
I'm aware of all the people.
Okay. What percentage of those people do you like? Okay. What percentage of them do you like then?
I would say probably 50%.
Okay.
Ooh,
the fascinating question. Do you think it's higher?
I think it's higher for him.
I did too. I think his
75.
Yeah, I like probably about
98. No, the way he phrased it.
I like probably 98% of the people.
No, the way he phrased it was very important.
Yes.
Choppy won't fight and doesn't dislike a ton, but who does he actually like?
Yeah.
He's not going to dislike and fight.
I think routinely we're in here talking about people during a break that we hate, and he always goes like, I never had a problem with him. I always liked him. I feel like we get that every day. Here's the thing. I think his like percentage is higher than the average human. I think his love percentage is way lower than the average human. I think he loves like a handful of people.
I can see that because like if somebody is, okay, so we've got a friend who is.
Is this the one that tweeted at Sean?
No.
Oh.
But he's not great to his significant other.
Oh, it's probably him.
He doesn't flush the toilet.
Probably. But he's always been super nice to me. So I'm like, well, he's always nice to me.
Oh, yeah.
So that's all I go by. I don't care how he is to other people. He's always been nice to me.
Choppy's friendship tunnel vision is like no other.
Well, and I was telling you before we went on, I've only seen Choppy get mad once ever.
I don't even remember that.
You were really mad.
You probably blacked out. You were so angry. But you don't want
to.
It doesn't.
We don't need to get into
doesn't
that.
Need to be
like I'm saying,
I've seen him perturbed before. Yeah. That was whenever he had to drive in Oxnard when we were all drinking, and he was like, "Oh, I have to sit here and watch these guys drink, and I have to drive." Other than that, I've never seen him angry.
Him and Roy on the way to the Super Bowl, he almost threw Roy out of the car.
I don't think I've ever seen Choppy angry. I don't think I've ever run into it.
Yes. Okay. Hey, we're talking politics.
Then I can definitely see how.
Well, I was talking politics. He was talking propaganda.
I got you.
That was pre-choppy. What else besides Craig James?
Oh man, the Cowboys questions that matter to start things off, and Masterpiece Theater, the greatest single film performance of the past 25 years. What is it for you?
The greatest single film performance
acting
25.
Acting. Ooh, what did you say?
Something Chalamet comes to mind real quick.
Ledger.
Dark Knight was great.
There's a good chance that's
what was the time range you put on it?
25 years. And the Ringer has their like top 101, and I disagree with some of them. Yeah. Some of them I haven't seen, but
Can you tell us the top five? Or does that mess up the second?
Daniel Day-Lewis, There Will Be Blood, probably.
That is true, but
there's got to be an Edward Norton in there. He's tremendous.
They have two.
He was great, but he hasn't done
it
much
post
2000.
It does feel like 2000. All his stuff was like, way 90s. In the back.
Like American History X, Primal Fear, like all that was great, but it was like 90s.
Correct. Yeah. They have two top 10 entries from this craptacular movie called The Master that was kind of sort of about
Scientology. It's two in the top six.
This is Joaquin The Master?
Phoenix. Yeah, that movie's terrible.
Joaquin Phoenix and Philip Seymour Hoffman are in the top six from that one movie, and I've never even seen the movie before.
Didn't you mess up y'all's last like movie poll or bracket?
I did not mess it up. There was controversy
about
the voting.
Number one, Naomi Watts from Mulholland Drive.
That is a great performance. She's awesome.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Specifically in that one scene in the middle of the movie.
That's the one I've seen.
There Would Be Blood in Two.
I Drink Your Milkshake.
Philip Seymour Hoffman's got to be on there.
Kate Blanchett in Tar is number four. No Country for Old Men. Javier Bardem is five.
Oh, that's a great one, too.
And then Heath Ledger's six.
I think 5, 6, and 7 are all unbelievable.
Training Day is number seven.
I think Kate Winslet in Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind is pretty great.
She is very good in that.
She's a great actress.
I'm just going through this list. I just did a...
look at his smile.
Control F. I don't see Vin Diesel or Paul Walker on here.
Would it be Paul Walker in, what was it, Fast 7, where he says goodbye to him or whatever?
Man, I cried at that scene.
Yeah. Oh,
I want to go back to your dislike list. How many do you think you really have on a current day truly dislike, I got no time for that person? Is there any one?
There's probably one, right?
No. I mean, because like, if people who I don't want to associate with are already like, I don't already associate with them.
Okay. I dislike that I don't associate with.
Okay. So, like, there are, like, there are people who I used to date.
Yeah.
Who I just don't interact with anymore.
Yes. I forgot about
I just don't interact with them. So, like.
One of those.
What about Kevontae Turpin?
I don't have any dislike for Kevontae Turpin. I just don't have any use for him.
What about Miles Sanders?
Again, no use for him.
You don't have any use for Kevontae Turpin?
No, because the Cowboys apparently don't have any use for him because they've never actually used him. If they had use for him, they would actually have used him.
What about coaches?
No, he loved the last coach.
They're pretty useless in general.
Okay, yeah.
I did know that.
Coordinators might not be.
Defenses?
Defenses are useless.
Yeah.
Let's figure out this Mavs Mount Rushmore thing, because this makes zero sense.
God, oh, man, this is so bad.
This is from Bleacher. Did you guys already do this?
Yeah.
But I mean,
this is disgusting.
I get the first three totally. In the last one, it just felt like they gave up.
But this is
I found his one.
I got no use for him.
That he dislikes.
Yeah. I don't dislike him. I just have no use for him.
Oh, really?
I
like him.
He's a nice person. I just have no use for him.
Dang, man.
I knew that. I actually knew that one.
It's in the Mavs list.
All right, so
okay, and for that list, just by the way. The paragraph or like sentence they have for this person just shows that they just quit trying. They're like, this guy was on the team.
Real quick. Corey, your dislike list probably is not very long.
Of people that I dislike?
Yeah, like me, Bobby, and Kevin, very long.
Oh, yeah.
You probably second shortest to Choppy.
Yeah, probably so. Because I'm in general, I like people. You know, I give them a chance to make things up. There are people that have said things, though, that I'm just like, there's a couple people that have worked here before that I'll never talk to again.
Yeah.
They can try and be slime balls and come up and talk to me again, but I never will.
Preach.
So, like, that'll exist. But, my list is probably pretty short.
Okay.
Speaking of short lists, this is the Mavericks Mount Rushmore.
Segway.
Since 2000.
Since 2000 specifically.
Yeah, what is the exercise?
Yeah, so this is every NBA team's Mount Rushmore this century.
This century.
Okay. Dirk. Yep. Don't think we have any problem with this one.
I would hope not.
Luka.
Sure.
No issues. So, those are two set. We knew these.
Bobby's mad already.
No, I'm just thinking.
Jason Terry.
Yep.
And Dwight Powell.
I wish, if there was any segment I wish Mike Bassett was still here for.
So we said we dropped the ball by not revealing that to him live on air and like calling him. Yeah. And the sentence they have for Dwight Powell
is
so
a better player.
Stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Dwight Powell played a lot of games.
He said he has never been a star.
Yes.
But his 700 games play trail only Dirk among Mavs this century. It just felt right to include such a Dallas staple.
Whose name is on that? I need to know that person's name.
It says, all it says is Dash Hughes. So I don't know if that's Troy Hughes.
Grant Hughes.
Coach Hughes.
If you're
worst take of the week nominee tomorrow.
This is awful. Yes.
That's a runaway winner, right?
Listen,
I'm even putting I'm putting Jason Kidd on that list instead of Dwight Powell.
Finley, Chandler.
Steve Nash.
Yeah, if you're gonna stick it just to players and not like personnel department, like executives, things like that, then it would have to be Dirk, Luka, and then some combination of Jet, Finley, Chandler.
Sagana, Jop, DJ
Finley's
Benga.
Eligible for this, right?
Finley's eligible
yeah.
for
this. Yeah.
So Steve Nash, Nash White, Steve Nash.
Pow, over
the 2000 cutoff with Finley's a little bit, because Finley is what got you through the late 90s.
Yeah.
Is where his impact was really felt.
Nash was pretty studly for those 5 years.
He was. Yeah. No.
I would think about him.
I think of him more as though like what you lost than the impact he
that
made.
That has to be the worst player of anyone's four.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good question.
Like even scrub franchises?
Through, oh, man, that's a good point.
I didn't
point.
Look through
yeah.
the rest. I looked through.
I bet see. If he went to the bums, the Wizards may not have a worse than that.
All right, so here we go. Here's Charlotte's. LaMelo, Al Jefferson, Kemba, Gerald Wallace.
All better. Not even close.
The Bulls had Luol Deng.
Luol Deng
not,
could
not
play.
Even close.
The Nets threw Brook Lopez up there.
Not even close. Like, not
see.
Even close.
Go yeah. see the Heat. Do the Heat have Haslam, I'm sure.
So, well, that, the Heat
no.
are have LeBron,
they have Wade, LeBron, Jimmy Butler, and Bam.
Go to the Wizards.
Oh, no Bosh, huh?
Let's see the Wizards.
Who's the one who stuck around?
John Wall.
Antoine, Bradley Beal, John Wall, Gilbert.
Antoine Jameson or Walker?
It doesn't
Jameson.
Matter.
Walker never was yeah. there. Right
it doesn't yet. Matter.
So yeah. this is probably the worst. If you,
is he the worst player of all the Rushmores?
Yes, easily.
If you expand it outside of 2000.
Pacers.
It's easy for the Mavs. It's Finley. Roe Blackman, Luka, Dirk.
You put Finley above.
Or do you take Luka out?
Check the
I
Hawks.
Would not. I Hawks. I would not. And I, Rolando Blackman is who I would have on there. Man, is I have it,
what
to
about
think
Aguirre?
A little bit.
Hawks, Horford, Trey Young, Joe Johnson, Paul awesome. Millsap.
Not even close.
And you said Pelicans?
Yeah, Pelicans. I'm just trying to think.
Zion, Robert, David West, Robert Anthony Pack. Davis, Chris Paul. That's way better.
Robert Pack, yeah.
Yeah, you can't forget I'm about him.
Bruno Sundov.
Yeah. Lucius Harris.
But Luka... Got to blame him a little bit. He apparently wanted that Dwight Powell extension and contract redone here.
Sure.
So keep that in mind.
Yeah, look, there's a long list of NBA superstars.
That balances
the Rockets is kind of mid. Harden, Yao, Capella, and Shane Battier.
I mean, all those players are better than Dwight Powell.
Yeah, but Capella and Battier.
It's kind of
what
mid.
About the Blazers?
And that's going to change in a couple of years.
Who could it be for the Blazers?
It's going to be Brandon Roy.
Brandon Roy, Rasheed Wallace.
No, it's Lillard. Aldridge, Brandon Roy, and CJ.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
McCollum.
I would still good. Put Rasheed
wait,
on there,
did you say Dame?
Yeah, that was the first.
You said
yeah.
He okay. said Lillard.
I said Lillard.
Man, what is that would be more shocking if yeah. Dame got left off that list than Dwight Powell making
all. All right, today it's the G-Bag Nation from Jake's in Frisco, followed by Fan Phenom, and catch us tomorrow on the road at the Firehouse Tour in Red Oak. The KNC Masterpiece is next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Men, are you ready to feel unstoppable again? Join me at Men's T-Clinic to become stronger than ever with the experts on men's health. Men's T-Clinic's dedicated optimization tools are designed to help you meet, maintain, and elevate your total wellness goals across key areas of men's wellness like hormones, weight, muscle mass, movement, and sexual wellness. It's individualized and comprehensive total wellness through Men's T Clinic's method, and it's yours for the taking today. 5 DFW locations, flexible hours, and affordable plans. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T today or visit mensteclinic.com. That's mensteclinic.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house...
It's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.